You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Wednesday, August 27th. Tillamook County's deflection program for those with substance use disorders is set to launch on September 15th. The deflection program is a partnership between the Tillamook Police Department, District Attorney's Office, and many local healthcare and nonprofit organizations. Last week, Tillamook District Attorney Aubrey Olson agreed to okay the program after previously raising objections. Work toward a county deflection program began last year after the passage of Oregon's House Bill 4002. That bill recriminalized the possession of hard drugs after decriminalization by Measure 110. The bill also incentivized counties to set up deflection programs to help keep people with substance use disorders out of the criminal justice system. Adventist Health Tillamook employee Bridget Hess, who has shepherded the development of the deflection program, founded a work group earlier this year that identified three modes of deflection. One, encouraging self-referral by those experiencing substance use disorder. Two, community partners performing active outreach. And three, law enforcement and other first responders referring those with substance use disorders they encounter to support. The work group has also established roles for its members, which include Tillamook Family Counseling Center, Tillamook Community Health Centers, Adventist Health, Tillamook Police, Helping Hands, the Tillamook Serenity Club, and Community Action Resource Enterprises, or CARE. Hess says that state funds are available over the next 2 years to pay for staff, housing, and treatment support. So far, Tillamook County has used funding from a planning grant to help pay for crisis intervention training for 7 staffers at different organizations. A road closure currently in effect at Milepost 4 on Bay Ocean Road between Cape Mears and Tillamook will be extended through Wednesday, September 24th. The Tillamook County Public Works Department says detour routes will remain in place throughout the extended closure. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Agencies across Pacific County have begun submitting their preliminary 2026 budget requests, and the Pacific County Sheriff's Office is asking for money to hire 3 new office clerks and 9 new deputies. According to the request, the agency needs the dramatic increase in patrol deputies because of low staffing compared to other jurisdictions and because of its broad coverage area of over 1,200 square miles. Pacific County Sheriff Daniel Garcia also said in the request that the most pressing need on the clerical side is in evidence management. Garcia is basing his request on the per capita standard, the ratio of officers to citizens. The sheriff's office currently has a per capita ratio of about 0.8 officers to 1,000 residents, which is roughly 57% of the state per capita average. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. At a recent meeting, the Cathlamet Town Council appointed Tyson Clark to its position number 4. The position had been left vacant earlier this month when Town Councilmember Gene Hendrickson resigned. Clark has called Cathlamet home for over 36 years and brings 15 years of experience in the Wakayakum County Public Works Department. After being appointed, Clark said his goal is to help shape a stronger, more resilient Cathlamet, grounded in common sense, local insight, and hometown pride. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Wakayakum County Eagle, online at wahEagle.com. Oregon lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill that would raise taxes to fund road maintenance. As Dirk Vanderhart reports, the hearing comes as the legislature prepares to meet in special session later this week.
A bill from Governor Tina Kotek would hike gas taxes, registration fees, and more, generating billions of dollars for road and bridge upkeep. And on Monday, it generated fierce debate. Local officials like Detroit, Oregon Mayor Jim Trett say the state's roads need more investment.
I'm not looking forward to paying higher taxes any more than anyone else, but to me the greater danger right now is the safety of people on our highways.
Then there are people like Clackamas County resident Amy Reiner, who railed against the proposed new taxes.
Hit us with a $5 billion tax hike, because nothing says we care about working families like draining your wallet even more.
Kotek, meanwhile, says the bill is necessary to avoid hundreds of job cuts at Oregon's Transportation Department. Lawmakers will convene Friday. I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
The FBI is leading a new search effort for Travis Decker, who was wanted in connection with the deaths of his three daughters, Olivia, Peyton, and Evelyn, in Washington. Decker has been missing since the girls were found dead in June. At a press conference on Monday, the Chelan County Sheriff's Office said that the FBI's Seattle office is leading a new search of the area near Rock Island Campground, where the girls' bodies were found. Campgrounds and hiking trails in that area will remain closed. The FBI is also bringing in experts from other agencies in the hunt for new evidence in the case. Washington state officials say they are protecting more than 70,000 acres of older forests on state land from logging. Dave Upthegrove is commissioner of public lands.
What we're doing today is the largest forest conservation action in Washington in a generation.
Upthegrove's executive order covers what are called structurally complex forests. They have most of the habitat value of old-growth forests, but aren't quite that old yet. The executive order would allow logging to go forward on about 30,000 other acres of those almost old-growth forests. State officials say that timber harvest levels and the revenue that goes to schools and counties would be unaffected. Industry officials say that timber harvests would inevitably fall and that a legal challenge is likely. The new policy comes after a six-month pause on logging on Washington state lands. And now, a message from KMUN News Director Katie Frankowitz.
So September is right around the corner, and that means it's time to talk about changes that are coming to KMUN this fall. Specifically, changes to the station's news hours. As regular listeners are probably well aware, the local and regional news that we produce here at KMUN 5 days a week gets woven into much bigger newscasts from NPR. Well, this summer, the Trump administration's rescission bill clawed back a significant amount of KMUN's federal funding, and we can no longer afford that NPR programming. We offer an array of NPR programs across our current schedule. Starting this month, some of those programs have started to go away, and all of our NPR programming will be gone when our contract ends at the start of October. For the KMUN News Department, that means we're facing a whole hour in the morning and another hour in the evening that we're going to have to fill on our own. Fortunately, we have a lot of news partners and other resources. We hope to fill that hour with quality public affairs and news programming. And it means that with all that space, we have a lot of new freedom. We can run stories and local information that used to be really tricky to include in our limited time slots available during the NPR news hours. I'm going to admit that I feel a little overwhelmed by it, but I'm also a little excited. This is not the way we'd want to shake things up, but I think we can turn these lemons into some really good lemonade. We'll be talking a lot more about the changes and what it will mean for listeners in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. In the meantime, if you have questions or if you want to know how you can help support our mission to bring local and regional news to our listening area, please email me at katie@kmun.org. That's K-A-T-I-E @kmun.org. We are a station that is powered by our community, by you, and I want to know what you think, and I want to know what you're thinking about. Thanks for listening to KMUN.
You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org.